Peace be upon those who follow the guidance. Thank you for coming back. And today, let's talk about messengers in Islam. Allah states in the Quran that to every nation, He has sent a messenger, proclaiming that there's none worthy of worship except Allah, and that there's no God except Allah. Allah says these messengers were men. They ate just like the human being, they drank, they slept, and when their time comes, they will die. Allah gave these messengers when they were young up to their adulthood, when Allah gives the message to them, wisdom. Now Allah gave these messengers wisdom for what? Right? These messengers were known among their people to be trustworthy, truthful, honest, ones who take care of the orphans, of the needy, of those who's around them. Now imagine a liar says, I'm a messenger from Allah. Now who will believe him? He has lied for his whole life. Yet right now he's saying he is a messenger from Allah. Now this is the wisdom behind why Allah made these messengers ones who are truthful, honest, trustworthy. Now whenever they come to their people, they talk in the language of the people, explaining to them so that people could understand the message clearly. Now the outcome is always two groups that come out. One group is the group that follow the messenger, and one group is are those who reject the messengers. Now, how will people know that these messengers are what they claim to be? Of course, if someone was truthful for their whole life, you are more likely to believe them. But that's is not enough. Even though that's something that's needed so much, you need more than this. So how will people know that they are indeed a messenger from God? Now Allah says in the Quran that to every messenger he have gave them a sign. What is this sign? Meaning Allah gave them something that only they can do, that no one can do. It is said in the Quran that Jesus alayhi salam, Jesus, the ones the Christians worship, which in Islam is denied. In Islam it's confirmed that he was a messenger, but not Allah. Now he healed people's eyes. He took away what was called I can't remember the name, like people with extreme white skin, extreme. And he gave them back their natural color. He raised people from the dead. None of this which I described to you is what a normal human being can do. Now their people will know that what this guy is saying, since they already believe in Allah, since it's natural to believe in a creator, when they see these signs, they will confirm that indeed this man are messengers from God. Now there are those people who reject, even when they see this, as the Quran says, they call it magic, something that comes and it goes away, a passing magic. Now even though they see the signs in front of their eyes, they still reject it. Why? Because they are in love with the world. They are in love in their worship of the creation. They are in love with their worship of false deities alongside Allah. Now Allah made one difference. When he sent the last messenger, Muhammad, peace be upon him, among the Arabs. Now these Arabs were polytheists. They used to practice some of what is called monotheism, following the messenger called an Abraham Isaac, no, Abraham, the religion of Abraham. Now, there was still some elements of the teaching of Abraham remaining, which the people practice, which is monotheism. He called the people to their creator. But still, these people changed the religion to polytheism, associating other things with Allah. Now, Muhammad, peace be upon him, came to these people. He called them to worship their creator. Now, of course, these people reject this message and the message of this and of this man. Some of them followed this man, and some of them rejected this messenger. Now, what's the difference between him and the other messengers, peace be upon them also? Allah states that he has sent Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, to every nation, not only to his people, but to every person across the world. Before Allah sent to each nation their own messenger speaking the language of the people, but Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, he has sent him as a mercy to all people. He explained the message to his people in the language which is called Arabic, calling them, teaching them the message of the Creator. Now, this message which the Creator gave him is what is called today Quran, the speech of Allah. Now, what is the sign that Allah gave to Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him? The sign is the Quran. As Allah says in the Quran, that even if all humans come together and jinns which are another creation of Allah, which they are talked about in the Quran, if they came together, they will not even be able to produce one chapter. Now, the smallest chapter in the Quran is only 3 sentences. Now, imagine that if the whole human being came together, they will not even be able to produce one chapter. Now, this is a miracle that was given to him. A miracle, the Quran. Now, Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, his message is preserved. Why will Allah preserve his message? Because if a message is corrupted, you can ask yourself, Allah wanted to give me this message, but it's corrupted. How can I get to him? You know, how can I get to the Creator? You can ask this question. Now, with the previous messages that were given to the previous messengers, their message were usually corrupted by their people until Allah sends another message to them. But with Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, his message can never be corrupted. It will always stay the way it is. As the Quran says, we are the one, we as in Allah, you know, speaking in a, how do you say, in a kinship manner, you know, like you are above people, something in a way like that. We as Allah reveal the Quran and we will protect it from corruption. Now Allah gives another challenge in the Quran, which is that if this book was other than Allah, you will have found in it many contradiction, meaning you will find a statement there and another statement which will go against each other. Now, these are the 2 signs which Allah gave to his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now it's upon people from whatever corner of the world that they may be to receive this message, to accept it, and to follow the message. For if they do not, as Allah says, they will enter the hellfire, which Allah made it for the disbelievers. Thank you for listening. Until next time, take care. Peace and blessing be upon everyone who's listening and those who follow the message, Al-Islam. Take care.